Care Coaches Insight Programs, we are back on the air. First opportunity here in 2026. High school basketball back after the holiday break. We're starting things out here tonight with Atchison Girls Coach. That is Nick Rebant. It's brought to you by Amberwell Health, Taco John's, and Exchange Bank. Coach, some teams may just have one game to this point in 2026, but you guys have been busy here over the last few days and playing some really good teams in the process. You know, Lawrence Free State, Shawnee Mission North, you know, in a three-day stretch here, right after the new year. Let's start with the Lawrence Free State game last week, 65-40, playing some really good teams. There's just no way working around it. But Lawrence Free State, again, a loss there. Take us back to that one Friday. What'd you take away?
Sure. It started, you know, with our practice. We got back after the break. We were able to get four practices in, but we had girls sick. So there were days where we only had five in the gym because of illness. And it was really hard just to get prepared physically for that game. And you could see it. We were drained. They pressed us, and we just got tired real quick. But the thing that I took out is we kept battling. You know, we fell down 30, 35 a few times, kept making little runs, little things to build off of. It was a good team. They executed well, and it was something that we can just get better from in the long run.
Not sure there's a 4A girls team in the state that plays a more difficult non-league schedule, or at least to this point, you know, with what you guys have seen, you know, in that Lawrence Free State game. You bounce back on Monday night this week against Shawnee Mission North, another high-class team. It was a more competitive game, but Shawnee Mission North able to get the win. What'd you see in kind of bouncing off that Lawrence Free State game and the loss against Shawnee Mission North?
You know, I saw as we continue to battle. So against Free State, my daughter actually suffered a knee injury. We're not sure if she's going to be able to make it back this year. And she's such a hustle player for us. She's our leading rebounder, and just plays such a key role. And then we lost another great hustle player Monday to a knee injury. You know, and just being down those two. So we were six girls on the bench and we fought. I mean, you know, you're coming into that game, you're playing 6A, and they're a good squad as well. And we battled. We were in that game until the last 4 minutes where our girls, again, just got gassed. You could just see their bodies physically just couldn't finish it out. So I give them props for playing and trying to do the best that they could do.
And then you guys had to get right back into Meadowlark Conference play the following night on Tuesday. You mentioned some girls going down, just the bench not quite as deep as maybe early on in the season, but powering through a tough stretch and a 42-41 conference win against Wyandotte Tuesday night. That was probably just so good to see, you know, after those first two games against Free State and Shawnee Mission North.
Definitely. You talk about girls dealing with adversity. I mean, it's just every day you wake up and you're like, okay, what's the phone call going to be today or what's going to happen? And these girls continue to battle through and find a way. You know, we didn't have our point guard last night. But the girl that was hurt Monday was back, so we're doing different rotations there. But we just continue to find ways, you know, and it was on the defensive end. In the first half, our defensive effort was a little lacking. We gave up 28 points, but we came out in the second half, switched some things up, and Wyandotte only scored 13 in the second half. So with the way things are, you know, chemistry, things like that, defense is where you really got to focus on. That's where you can win games right now. And the offensive stuff will come later on as we continue to get back in the gym and work together.
Yeah, we're talking about two-game, three-game weeks, basically the rest of the season. You at least get a little bit of breathing room here for a couple of days before your next matchup on Friday on the road at Highland Park in Meadowlark Conference play. What can you tell us about Highland Park, kind of the expectations and what they bring to the table and what should be a pretty good matchup on Friday night?
Oh, for sure. They will bring pressure. They've been known to pressure. They're going to come after us. They're going to bring it, get up in us. They want us to turn the ball over so they can get quick, easy ones. You know, I told the girls this week, this is, as far as the league title goes, this is the week. We go to Wyandotte, we go to Highland Park. Those are two of the better teams in our league. And if we can go to their places and come out with wins, that puts us in pretty good position. So I think the girls are accepting of the challenge, willing to work and want to go get it.
A marquee matchup on Friday, no doubt. Atchison at Highland Park. That is Nick Rebant joining us, Phoenix girls basketball coach. Again, a big win against Wyandotte on Tuesday night following a couple of tough losses to some high power class schools in Lawrence Free State and Shawnee Mission North. We'll try to build off the Wyandotte game with that trip to Highland Park on Friday. Coach, we always appreciate it. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you again next week.
Yeah, thanks, Brandon.